I'm sure that all of you have either seen the movie, read the book, or at least heard about Harry Potter. And as the story goes, generally, don't worry, no spoilers, but as the story begins, it's really about this boy who is dissatisfied with his life. He's living in a situation that's not ideal, and he's struggling to get by day, when all of a sudden, these people come and tell him that he's a part of something greater. They whisk him away out of this life, and he discovers about having magical powers and a tremendous lineage, and all of this stuff is opened up before him, and he's this very important person, someone who's been given amazing, amazing gifts, and his life is forever changed. Now, this is a compelling form of story, something that we see many times over and over in all kinds of stories about someone taken away from that place of pain, and they end up discovering that they are actually meant for something greater. And then they go on to lead in this new journey with their great new gifts or whatever that they've been given in this new life. And that's because the reason I think this story is so compelling to us is that it is the story of our life. It is the story of what God has called us to, which I think we can forget sometimes. The Lord has called us to something great. He has called us to true greatness. And he has given us a gift far beyond magical powers. You know, while that may seem flashy and cool in the interim time, the Lord has given us the gift of salvation, the gift to convert hearts, the gift to act in the name of Jesus. So many gifts that God has given us that we don't really tap into. See, this same story is what was happening to Jerusalem, to the people of Israel, that we hear about in the first reading, that they were they'd gone through much slavery, through much challenge and difficulty, and they were always waiting for God to come and save them, to bring them out of that. And then in the prophecy from Baruch, it says, "Take off the garment of your sorrow and affliction, O Jerusalem, and put on forever the beauty of the glory from God." Now keep in mind, this is also about us. This is about Israel, but this speaks to all of God's people. "Put on the robe of righteousness that comes from God. Put on your head the diadem of glory of the everlasting. For God will show your splendor everywhere under heaven, and for God will give you evermore the glorious name, righteous peace, godly glory." The Lord has clothed us with power. He has clothed us with his everlasting life. And he brings us the gift of his Son to make that possible. And that's what we're coming into as we're entering into this Christmas season, what we're preparing for, this coming of Jesus. And not just this coming of Jesus, obviously Jesus was already born a long time ago. We're preparing for his second coming. And we're preparing for his coming into our lives, into our hearts on a daily basis. We remember that first coming of Jesus into the world, who, as God, was not so high and lofty that he was unwilling to make himself into a small child. He didn't come into this world in glory and power in a way that, you know, coming on mighty steeds and being seen from east to west, that the whole world would look upon this and say, you know, there were just like flashes of lightning and thunder and, you know, amazing signs in the heavens. But what he came was as a simple child. One of us. One of us. Sharing in our very life from the very beginning of our life, our full human experience, so that we may share in His divine life. He came clothed in our humanity so that we might be clothed in His divinity. This is the tremendous gift that God has called us to, given us, far greater than our minds could ever imagine. And one of the other gifts that He has given us that I don't think we've recognized as much, that the Scriptures speak about a lot today, is the gift of prophecy. Did you know that you are a prophet? You are. Everyone here is a prophet. By virtue of your baptism, when you were baptized, the Lord made us priest, prophet, and king. He has given us, we already spoke here about that royal office that He has given us to make us His children, to be royalty of the universe. And He has also made us prophets. And prophecy is not something that, we often think about simply telling oracles of the future, that we, a prophet sees a vision of things that are to come and predicts the future. That's not really what a prophet is, though a prophet might do that. A prophet, as it speaks about in the Catechism, is the role of all the laity. Prophecy is to speak the word of God in our times, to proclaim God's word, God's will. And so we do this because first we have been given that knowledge of the love of Christ in our own lives, the gifts that He has given us, the royalty that He has given us, clothing us in His mercy and in His divinity. These gifts that He has given us are to pour forth to other people so that we might be like John the Baptist, one crying out in the wilderness, crying out in a world of dissatisfaction where things are not right, and saying to other people, calling them out and say, "You are chosen. You are chosen for greatness. You are chosen by God. You are chosen to be something more than you are. You are being given gifts from on high that you may spread and proclaim that love, to proclaim Jesus Christ risen from the dead." That is that gift of prophecy, to speak of His love, to speak of His word. And that's something that should fill us with joy. That was the calling in the second reading, in the first reading again, that to see your children gathered from east to west at the word of the Holy One, that they would be filled with joy to hear that word, that from all around the world people would be gathered to His name. This was the joyful inheritance of Israel, that it would not just be the Jewish nation, but that all would be called into His heart, into His love. So this is the gift you have been given. This gift of prophecy, to speak the word of God. And sometimes even, you may have experienced this, where you almost don't even know what you're saying. That you say something that just kind of comes out, that this is what the Lord is saying. And the Lord speaks in so many ways, whether through the Scriptures or through our hearts, in words that we may not have anticipated. But He speaks these words through us. We become God's mouthpiece whenever we proclaim His word to others. So what I want to challenge you all today, and through the rest of this Advent season, and really in time to come, but as you're coming towards Christmas, this is a golden opportunity for us as Catholics. A golden opportunity because, you know, there's the Christmas spirit in the air. Everyone's going out, we're wanting to feel joyful, wanting to feel good about this new season. People like the Christmas season, whether they're a Christian or not. People tend to just like the season. Share with them the love that God has given you. Be that mouthpiece to speak about the love you have in Christ. When they see your joy, when you're in the malls, when you're even with your family, among your own family and amongst one another, speak and proclaim to one another the joy that Christ has given you. The joy of what is to come, of what we celebrate in the birth of Christ. When people say, you know, they're wishing you happy holidays, you can wish them a Merry Christmas. And maybe even share with them, say, you know, what are you joyful for this season? And they might speak about some of the things that they're joyful for and say, I'm joyful that I have a God who loves me so much that He became one of us, so that He could relate to us, that we could relate to Him, that we could love Him as one would love a little child. Share that love. Share that word with others. Do not forget the gift of prophecy that you have been given.